This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We're going to talk about the Braves with our buddy Grant McCauley, who covers the Braves and MLB for us. But I want to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Premier League Summer Soccer Series right now, just for listening to Dukes and Bell. It's happening 2 p.m. Sunday, August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are provided by the Premier Soccer League. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 7, Big O. Caller 7 at 404-726-0929 is going to win those tickets. Grant McCauley, last night, good night for Drake Baldwin. Do you like what Snit is doing with this lineup and how they've gone about their business, adding another catcher now, and we feel like Baldwin's going to see a lot more playing time between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, I do think it was kind of, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention, but I can understand why they were still kind of hopeful that Marcell Ozuna would be a contributing member to the lineup. You don't want to push your catchers too far and too hard day after day after day after day with no days off. That's why we saw Sandy Leon come up, to kind of take the burden off of that. If they need to pinch run for somebody late, now they can do that. Whereas before, and Snit said this yesterday, they almost got in a situation where they wanted to run for the catcher, and then they'd have to take Drake out of the DH spot, so Sean would be out of the game, and Drake would be catching, and then you'd have to pinch hit all the way through. And you're just not designed that way anymore with the DH. It's not the true, quote-unquote, National League game anymore. But those pieces of strategy aside, you've got two hitters that have combined to be two of your most productive. You got to figure out ways to get them at bats. And if they're both swinging a hot bat, they both need to be in the lineup. And that ultimately is what the Braves have decided that this final couple of months is going to be, is seeing what you can do with that tandem. And it's pretty exciting, because this side of Cal Raleigh, no group of catchers on any of the other 29 teams has more home runs than do the Atlanta Braves duo, primarily Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin.
Was it stubbornness from Snit, or just feeling that Ozuna had earned that right to play through the injury? Because he was basically, I know we look at OPS, but his average was sub 200 the last 2 months.
Yeah, but I would say this. I mean, you know, we applaud these guys when they're willing to play through something and to put aside, you know, maybe just checking out on the team and going the injury route. And I think you can appreciate that to a certain extent and a right. certain part of this. But on the other side, like, you look at what Marcell Ozuna was the last couple of years and the first month of this year, there's kind of a hope that he's going to figure out and be able to produce close to his norms. And that is something that, you know, very few other DHs in baseball could do, hitting 280 plus with 40 home runs and 100 RBI. that's a difficult player to just pull the plug on immediately, and I don't think the Braves were ready to do that, and I don't blame them for doing it. Maybe they went a little bit longer and just trying to kind of figure it out, and maybe there was an understandable desire to avoid just running both of your catchers into the ground by never giving them a day off. And ultimately, I think it just got to that point where everything came to a head. The trade deadline is here. The Braves are in the position that they're in. And ultimately, Marcell Ozuna may not be a factor one way or another this time about a week from now.
What's the latest on Riley? Is he going to play before the weekend? What do you think's happening there? Did Snit give us an update?
Yeah, it sounds like Friday is kind of the target. I mean, he wasn't committing to, they're definitely going to remove him from the injured list, but they did feel like he checked out pretty much as they had hoped. They put him through all the paces yesterday from a fielding perspective because he hurt himself coming in on a ball and throwing across his body. So they wanted to make sure that he's capable of making that play, that he's not going to hurt himself. But he did wake up, I think, with just a little bit of lingering discomfort. And they just said, look, why are we rushing him back to just play today? We're probably not going to play him tomorrow because he's just off the injured list. When the quick turnaround for a 12-15 game, why not just wait until Friday, give him the off day, and really make sure that he's 100% over this? And when you look at the standings, you look at the record, you look at where the Braves are, there's really no reason to chance anything at this point.
We've seen Ronald Acuña do some amazing stuff as Grant McCauley joins us here, guys,
yeah,
as they're taking on the Giants. The amazing throw, I think the Yankee runner was like, what just happened? And then yesterday to see him basically blast through the Freddie stop sign at third base, and we know he's capable of it, but so great to see it.
Yeah, it's just another elite level that Ronald Acuña Jr.'s game is at. I mean, it doesn't really matter which way you want to slice it. This is a player unlike virtually everybody else in Major League Baseball. He showed us that throw, and then he hits a 460-foot home run to dead center field. He's getting on base, he's taking his walks, and he's affecting the game on the base paths again. It may not be the 70 stolen base, Ronald, but that elite sprint speed, it's there. 29.98 feet per second from first to home. That, when you look at the sprint speeds, those are all based on a 90-foot distance.
Right.
This guy kept up elite foot speed from first base to home, which last time I checked was 270 feet. So that means he's got a little staying power. Those legs were motoring, and Ronald Acuña Jr. is capable of doing things that other folks just simply can't.
Grant McCauley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about the Braves, who continue their series against the Giants. And then just a reminder, Wednesday, it's early start, but it'll be Strider on the hill. Let me ask you about Strider. Do you deal with the guys that, in a different way? I'm talking about our starting pitchers. Are they going to manage Strider in a different way, do you feel like, down the stretch here with where we're currently at? Or do you feel like they just let him go?
No, I think they let him go because he's done all the work to get himself back to that point. So to throttle him down is kind of a disservice to the player that spent the better part of 12 and make it closer to 14 months after his second IL stint, unfortunately for the hamstring, to get himself back to where he can be that guy again every fifth day. There's no guarantee that you can save innings or save pitches and that it's going to somehow be able to be spent better in the future. Anything can happen at any time when a player takes the field at virtually any position, but we know pitcher obviously is one that is managed and perhaps micromanaged to the point of diminishing returns at times. But no, when you commit yourself to being the pitcher and the player that Spencer Strider is from a competitor standpoint, and the importance that he now holds almost to himself as far as leading this rotation, I think you're leaning on Spencer Strider, not to start throwing complete games or anything, but to continue to give you what he has been every fifth day. So I wouldn't manage him any differently, and I don't expect the Braves to.
It is a Grant McCauley with us, guys. As we said, there are some pieces that you could move. Ozuna's probably the most likely one, and everything else is just whatever you could get for pieces in the bullpen. As you said, Grant, not exactly an easy sell with Iglesias looking the way he did the other day. One thing about next offseason, and I'm jumping ahead. I know you get mad at me, but I'm jumping ahead. On a day when we announce the ticket prices are going to go up for some Braves season ticket holders, haven't been in the luxury tax the last couple of years. It just seems like, is this a year where maybe they don't spend that much? Or, I mean, what does your crystal ball tell you for this offseason?
Here's the way I would look at that math, and I can understand that. I mean, there's very palpable frustration for fans who commit to the team, who pay their money for the right and the opportunity to, you know, be a part of as many games as possible, and then year over year they see their ticket prices go up. I can certainly understand that. I mean, we all deal with inflation and different things in our daily life, but that certainly is an extreme example of it because it's in the entertainment sphere. But as far as the Braves and the luxury tax, what they have done this year, if they're able to stay under it, which I would assume that they would at this point since they're 11 games under 500 and probably won't add $20 million worth of payroll at the trade deadline, they're able to reset that and no longer have the same tax ramifications that they would have if they had gone over it for a third straight year. So I would anticipate this is a club that needs to get back to its ways of spending to stay not just in the top 10, but Terry McGuirk, Alex Anthopoulos, they've talked about this ad nauseum, and we've heard the different terminology around it. You know, we are going to be one of the top spending teams in baseball. We're already a top 10. We want to be a top five. Well, this is, and this is not hyperbole, it's put up or shut up. It's put your money where your mouth is. It's whatever you want to call it. You have to actually go out there and do it. And if not, then you're just creating a narrative that you don't end up following through on. And that obviously will send the consumer into a different set of feelings. But yeah, I would anticipate that this team wants to put this season as far behind it as it can. They're not looking to blow up the core and trade Sean Murphy and Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies and anybody else that's under a long-term contract and start over again. They want to get back to where they have been the last 7 years. Obviously, this year is a year full of frustration. Clearly, some of that is now passed along to the consumer that has to make a difficult decision on whether or not their tickets are worth what they're being asked to pay for them. But I don't think that this necessarily signals the beginning of the Braves' downward spiral from an on-field standpoint or from a spending standpoint. And I think it would kind of be intellectually dishonest in a lot of ways for them to have presented this for so long only to get to the precipice of being a big spending team and then deciding, you know what, never mind.
By the way, Grant does not work for the team, so I want to make that clear. But, Grant, my issue with this is, as we discuss this ticket price raise going up 10 to 40%, depending on where you're sitting, it's the timing for me. Like that's my issue. I'm not saying that the product hasn't been good enough where, hell, they could have raised season ticket prices after the World Series.
Right.
I mean, they could have jacked prices and said, hey, you want to come see our guys? They didn't do it, but I just feel like the timing right now with the way things are going is the problem. Mike and I always talk about this, the optics of situations in sports. That doesn't look good when things are going the way they are, and now you're asking me to come out of my pocket. I think that's how Braves fans and certainly season ticket holders feel.
And this is clearly a decision that where these wheels were put in motion long before the Braves, you know, wandered 100 games into the season and had the kind of year that they've had. They anticipated continuing to be a very competitive club, a playoff club, a World Series contender, and all of those things just didn't come to pass this year because as much as you'd like to write the script for every season, it just doesn't play out that way. But I've got friends who have been season ticket holders for a long time. I reached out to a couple of them yesterday to just kind of check the temperature and understand, like, hey, what's going on with this? And I had a friend who did a very detailed breakdown of what the tickets cost in 2019, then again in 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And those percentages to watch them go up in the way that they did kind of incrementally. And then, and it's not every section, but some of these sections, it's a very noticeable jump. And that's a big decision for someone to make and someone who's committed years to being a season ticket holder. In this case, I think it's 15 years for this particular person. That's it's going to be something to grapple with. It's going to make it, I think, it's very hard to explain, if you will, if you're the club. Okay, well, why in this year, this bad year, am I now seeing my tickets go up 43% year over year, and if I want to renew, and if I don't renew, then there's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a substantial wait list, and somebody's waiting out there for the privilege of paying more than they should.
Grant, good stuff, man. Appreciate you. We'll see what the Braves do tonight. Hopefully we can continue to hit. Hopefully Drake Baldwin stays hot, and we can got, you know, a few things that we can discuss as we continue to move forward here through the season. Grant McCauley, we'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.